To be honest, I was really dreading moving my in-person live event to a virtual live event, but I'm so glad we did. And on today's episode, I'm going to take you behind the scenes of my first virtual live two-day event, tell you what worked, tell you what didn't work. It was really awesome. You're definitely going to want to check it out, and I'll see you there. Want to know what it really takes to build a thriving, profitable business from the ground up? Hey, I'm your host, Cody Burch, and this is the Cody Builds a Business podcast, your unfiltered front row seat to watching me build a seven-figure online business from scratch or die trying. Let's get started. Hey, Cody Burch here. Welcome to today's episode where I take you behind the scenes of my virtual event. Now, as I said in the introduction, I was kind of hesitant to do this at first. I wanted to do an in-person event. We like to do the personal touches. I like to do dinners and have special treats and beverages. And last event we did, if you go back and listen to the previous episodes on my two live events I hosted in 2019, we had all sorts of special touches. And in fact, in December, we set up a candy hotline where if you emailed this candy hotline, we had one of our team drop off candy to you, bring it to you at your table, which was really fun. So stuff like that. I like to have the high touch interactive experience. In fact, that sounds crazy now, but at my last event, I made a point every single day to shake everybody's hand each morning. So I'd go around to every single person that came in and I would shake their hand and greet them and welcome them back. Welcome to day one. Welcome to day two. Welcome to day three. And really build that community. And I was really looking forward to doing that again. And we had pivoted the event in a few ways. In June, we were planning on doing June 2020 now. We had changed the name from 1 Hour Funnel Live to FAMCON, which stands for Funnels and Ads Mastery Conference. And we changed the venue from the Maven in downtown Denver to another hotel called The Source, also kind of near downtown Denver. And new branding, new logo, the whole deal. And it was going to be the same thing. We were going to do a one-day VIP mastermind the day before and then do a 2.5-day event. And I was going to invite people to join my coaching program, which is called The Crew. And that was what the original plan was. I sold 3 tickets in March and then COVID hit and then I stopped promoting the event. And of course, nobody was buying anything. So nobody bought any more event tickets. And about a month out, we made the decision to pivot to a virtual event from the in-person event. And that was really due to a couple of factors. But one was my friend Sarah, who said, Cody, you owe it to yourself and your people to do this. You can't just cancel your event. You have to do something. Your wife's a great event planner. You're a great teacher and you're going to do something special. So you need to do it. And that coupled with a few other things, I thought, she's right. I've got to go forward with a virtual experience. So I made a couple of changes. Number one, I had to change the landing page. Went from a 3-day event to a 1-day event. And I thought, I'm going to teach the best stuff and make it more of a workshop feel. And we'd have to delete a lot of the touchy-feely, you know, what's your life's purpose and why are you here and who's counting on you and how did you arrive here and stuff like that. And I like that stuff. But I knew I'd have to cut that stuff and just teach more of a workshop that day. Also, I changed the price point. It was, I think, $200 for a normal ticket and maybe $500 for a VIP. I kind of forgot. Something like that. $200 for a normal ticket, $500 for a VIP for the in-person. And I changed it to $49 for a one-day workshop and then $149 for the VIP experience as well. So I made a couple of changes to the price point and also changed the ticket levels, obviously. So the general admission was one day, Thursday, June 11th, and the VIP stayed for an extra half day on Friday, June 12th. And they got a couple extra things, namely access to the Friday Q&A. And then the Friday content was all around Facebook ads. And to me, Facebook ads has always been the more nuanced secret sauce to how I grow and scale my business and my clients' businesses. And so I thought I'll save that content, though it's related to Thursday's content, I'll still save it for Friday. And we'll just do 2 separate days. So that's how the ticket levels worked. I also added for the first time ever an elite ticket level, which was $1,000. And it came with a course and a year in the fam and a month of coaching from me and a bunch of other stuff. And then honestly, nobody bought the elite, which is fine. And sometimes I like a higher price point that'll anchor that there's something out there for $1,000 that makes the $150 not sound as bad for the VIP. So that's how the ticketing worked. That's how the scheduling worked. And then the last part I wanted to talk about before I go into some of the behind the scenes numbers is I wanted to teach something that was really powerful. Instead of, again, I didn't have 2.5 days. I only had a day and I didn't have 10 hours in a day. I had, 6 to 7 hours in a day. And I wanted to teach really, really good stuff. So I set the hooks that morning on we were going to talk about paid launches and organic launches in the afternoon. And then the morning session was around mini courses. And mini courses are the ways that I've really changed my business and my clients' businesses by adding a ton of value, building a ton of trust, and getting people a result, which gets them momentum. So they're more likely to hire us in the future. And it's really through this idea of a mini course. And I'll be doing a lot more of that in the next few months. So that was the morning content. And then come back after lunch, we're going to talk about paid launches and organic launches, and that went really well as well. I have the Crew coaching program, right? And so I made a few modifications to the Crew to make it more of a coaching program for this event. And so instead of this 6 month, some done for you, some done with you, the Crew in the past has been $10,000 to $12,000, but it had quite a bit of done for you services with it, where I'd build funnels, I would write your ads, in some cases, write your emails. I changed it to more of a coaching and oversight and advisory. And that was, I made it a $6,000 offer. So it's $1,000 a month for 6 months. And there was a prepay discount if you wanted to prepay ahead of time. So that was an offer I made over lunch. And I just said, hey, real low key, a lot of you at the end of the morning session, before we took a break for lunch, I said, hey, a lot of you have heard about this thing I have called Crew. It's gotten great results. I shared some of the results. And so let's take a lunch break from 12 to 1. If you want to hear what the Crew is and maybe get some questions answered, then come back at 12:30 and I'll walk you through what's in the program. And if you don't want to do that, no problem. Come back at 1 o'clock and I'll see you at 1. And that worked out really well in that I don't know how many people stayed for lunch. Well, I'll share the numbers here in the second segment here on the show. But that's the strategy of the day. It was a 1 day around mini courses and then paid launches and organic launches on Thursday, June 11th. And Friday was the VIP day where we talked about Facebook ads that went along with the content we taught on Thursday. So in the next little segment here, I'm going to go behind the scenes on some of the numbers, how many people signed up, how many people bought stuff, how many people bought VIP, how many people joined the Crew, and I'll see you there. All right. Well, as always, I hoped that filling a virtual event would be easier than filling an in-person event. And I guess that was true in that I had more people register for this one than I did for the in-person event. And as I assumed would happen, I had a ton of people register last minute. I think about 12 people signed up the day before the event on June 10th, which is kind of crazy, which is great. It's totally scalable. I didn't have anything to mail out. I thought about mailing workbooks to people, but I've seen there's problems with the US Postal Service. There's problems with international people. And we had a couple of, there's one person from France. There was a few from Canada. There was, I think, one or two from Australia. So for the first time ever, I had people on different continents paying attention to my event, which was really fun. So that was really cool. So here's the numbers. So normally in my in-person event, we sell 35 to 40 tickets. I think we've never had 40. So it's like 36 to 39 is the number in the last two that we did. Well, I had 57 people sign up for this one. So almost double my normal ticket sales by moving it to virtual. And 23 of those were VIP. And here's a couple of really cool things. On the ticket sales, I made $2,500. Now that might not sound like a lot of money. Now, if you're in the FAM, my membership site, a ticket was included. So if you're doing the math, like, wait, 60 times 50 is 3,000 or whatever. Well, the math is because I had people that were in the FAM that had a ticket included. So some people that weren't in the FAM bought tickets, and then people that were in the FAM that had a free ticket, they upgraded to VIP. So anyways, I made $2,498 in total ticket sales. Why that's really cool is my hard costs were under $2,000. Now, I didn't say this in the first segment, but I was planning on just having my webcam and this Yeti mic I'm recording on this podcast and just using my laptop. And we rented a space in town. We rented a space and it was a great venue, great backdrop. They said you can use the TV. But if you remember, I have like a $40 webcam, and sometimes webcams, they'll go light, they'll go dark, they don't look great. And so while we were doing a run through 2 days before the event, the guy's place we're at, his name is Drew, he's great with video. He said, hey, I can help you guys. I couldn't help but notice your crappy webcam and your crappy microphone and your crappy setup. Like, I can help you. And I just didn't know how many tickets we would sell. I didn't know if anybody would buy anything. And I was really trying to watch what we were spending on the event. And so Drew and I worked out a deal, and the whole deal was less than $2,500 is my point. So for the first time ever, usually I go into an event way in the red, you know, 25 grand in debt, you know, that I put on a credit card to pay for the hotel and the food and the printing and the banners and all that stuff. I went into the event for the first time ever, profitable already. Okay. I knew I was going to record the events and I would have those recordings. And so I thought that, you know, worst case scenario, this just goes okay. Nobody shows up and I get the recordings. I clarify my content and I can create a course about this content later and down the road. And so I was feeling pretty great going into the event. So that was the ticket revenue. I had two people join the Crew. Two new people joined the Crew, and one person so far is renewed in the Crew, and we'll see who else wants to renew the Crew. So two new people joined the Crew, and then I had eight people buy. I made an offer that was a mini course accelerator. It's a 4-week accelerator that actually kicks off this week. Today was the first day. And in the accelerator, I help people finish and publish and launch their mini course so they can get more leads and grow their business. So I sold eight of those. I sold two in the Crew. My total overall revenue was just under $30,000 generated that day from ticket sales, crew, and Mini Course Accelerator coaching program clients. Isn't that awesome? So I spent less than $2,000. I cleared close to just under $29,000 in revenue for a 1 day virtual event and 1.5 day, a little asterisk by it, right? We did an additional half day the next day. So that's how it went down. If you do the math on that, I generated $507 per attendee. Kind of an interesting number. So for people that bought a ticket, I made $500. Isn't that cool? So proof that a couple things, proof that people like to learn stuff, proof that a 1 day event was probably, I think, better than a 3 day event when it comes to virtual. It's hard for me to keep the energy up. It was just my wife in the room and my friend Drew running the production operation. So it's hard to keep my energy up for 3 days. I was pretty exhausted by the end of that day. And then it'd be hard too to sit at your laptop for 3 days. Now, I told my wife, hey, don't let me know. I don't know why I think this. I just thought, hey, if people don't show up, I don't want to know. So don't show me the attendees. Don't tell me, hey, there's two people here. It's your mom and me. Like, I just don't want to know. But about lunchtime, she was like, by the way, like, there's a lot of people here. I said, really? How many? She's like, there's like 45 to 50 people on at all times, which I was pumped about because, again, I'd only been able to reach 35 to 40 people in person in Denver. And so to have 45 to 50 online was just more people that I could help. And that was the encouragement I got from Sarah, that my friend that said, hey, you gotta do this virtual event. You can't hold this back from people. People need help. They need to learn. Don't hold back. Don't be selfish, which is something I teach. If you listen to the podcast, I've been teaching that for a long time. Don't hold your ideas to yourself. It's a little selfish. You got to get it out there and share with the world. So that is, that's what happened with my virtual event. The marketing was, I changed all my funnels. So if you downloaded the 1 hour ads book, the thank you page said come to the event. That didn't really work, honestly. If you downloaded my 1 hour funnel book, then you could come to the event. It was a little discount code. Basically, I had an email discount code, a funnel discount code, and an ads discount code. So I could track where the sales came from. And then if you were a member of the fam, I had a fam code for people to get their free ticket. That was the bulk of the tickets were actually for free. Which if you listen all the way back, that's what's cool about doing a podcast and documenting the journey. I've got these episodes back in June of 2019 and in December. Let me try to get some of these. Let's see. Top takeaways. That was January. Dun, dun, dun. Day three recap. So episode 254, 255, and 256 are recaps of my December 2019 event. And now this is my June recap. So I have these recaps of what's happened and all that stuff too. So I'll close with this. I think that you should do a virtual event. I think that you should probably hire my wife to help you do a virtual event. It, as far as hard costs go, was 10% of the cost of putting on an in-person event. Literally, did you catch that? It was 10% the cost. I usually spend $30,000, give or take $5,000, to host an in-person event. And this one cost me well under $3,000. So I saved 90% on hard cost. I had more people there. So I was I reached more people and I was way more profitable percentage wise. Now, if you listen back, you know, when I launched, a coaching program in June, that was actually my first event generated just over $100,000 in revenue. And that was great. Now there was a lot of expenses there, 30, 40, 50 K and people. I told my wife when we were driving home from the virtual event place that we had rented, I said, think of all the things we didn't have to do. We didn't print any banners. I didn't print any lanyards or any name tags. I didn't print any folders, any offer sign up sheets. It was all done online. If you wanted to join the crew, you went to this special website and you signed up for the crew. If you wanted to join the Mini Course Accelerator, you signed up on a website. There were no order forms, there were no salespeople, no strategy sessions. Now, I like all those things. Like, I do miss all these people. I'm not saying it was way better. I miss having a glass of wine with my friends or having a tacos with my team the night before. Like, I miss doing those things. Believe me, I really do. But this was a big, shocking success at every turn. Everything I was afraid would happen didn't happen. The tech was no problem. The microphone was great. The video uplink feed was awesome all day. We just used Zoom. Everything went great. People loved it. The comments were astoundingly positive and nice and friendly. And I had good energy. Like, everything was great. So it was really awesome. I've got a way for you to access the recordings. If you just missed the whole deal and you go, gosh, I wish I could see what he did. I've got a way if you just want to email me, Cody at 1 Hour Funnel, and say recordings, cody@onehourfunnel.com. We can talk about how to get you access to the recordings as well. So it was really great. Hope you enjoyed this recap. It's fun to document these milestones in my journey of entrepreneurship and through moving to live events in 2019 to now this virtual event that we just did. Probably do another one coming up soon. So hope you have a great day and enjoy this behind the scenes recap. And I'll talk to you later.